Earlier this week, we discussed one Hasidic practice. Now we're going to discuss another one that's not only a Hasidic practice, but is certainly popularized by Hasidim, and that is the issue of davening by Kivrei Tzadikim. Is there a mila? Is this something that a person should go out of his way to try to do? I happen to live, I don't know, a couple of miles away from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Kever, and I've never been there. Is that a problem? Should I make sure that I go to whatever Kivrei Tzadikim may be around? So the like most differences between different segments of Torah Judaism, the issue is not whether there exists such a concept of going to Kivrei Tzadikim. The issue is a point of emphasis. How much should we emphasize going to Kivrei Tzadikim? The fact that there is such a concept is indisputable. It's all over Shas. But it's just a question of emphasis. So that's what really what we're going to discuss. And we're also going to discuss what exactly are we supposed to be thinking if one goes to Kivrei Tzadikim, similar to what the discussion we could have about what one should be thinking when they say Tehillim. Should we be thinking that it magically used the words of the Tanakh to cure people? That would be an isser to think that. So one has to have the proper perspective. Who are we addressing when we go to Kivrei Tzadikim and we're davening? Who are we davening to exactly? Is it, where does the idea come from to put a note, to put a petek by Kivrei Tzadikim? So the sources in Chazal are overwhelming. The Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis tells us that when Kalev went with the rest of the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, he was halach v'nishtatach al kivrei avos. He went and he davened by the kivrei avos, and the Gemara goes even further. Amarlan, it says to us what he davened. He said, avosai bikshu alai rachamim she'enatzel me'atzos Meraglim. He davened, my forefathers, please be mevakish rachamim for me, that I be saved from the eitzah of the Meraglim, implying that he was davening to the forefathers to daven for him, not directing his tefillah directly at the Ribbono Shel'Olam. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph tells us, Lama Yotzin the Beis HaKvaros, why is it on fast day that you go to Beis HaKvaros? So two deos in the Gemara, Chadam Arareinu Chashuv V'Fanecha Kamesim. One is to show that we view ourselves as very low, like dead people, V'Chadam Ar She'yivakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachmim, that we're going to the Beis HaKvaros so that the Mesim will daven for us. Gemara Tainus Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, right? Money beray have a commentary laid the Beinasiya. There was a person who was being bothered by the Beinasiya, so Ishtata Chal Kivra Davua. He went to Kever Avos. Armale Abba Abba Hani Mitzaruli. And he again addressed his father and he said, these people are causing me trouble. So one day the Beinasiya was walking by and their horses got stuck in the mud and they couldn't move until they promised never to be Mitzar him again, never to bother him again. But again, you see, it's Kivrei Avos. The Gemara Mesechba Mitzia Daf Peim Beis tells us that istakalba asu trei botiti, that someone looked at Rabbi Chia when he was going into the Masifta de Rakia, and two sparks of fire came and hit him in the eyes and blinded him. Lamachar azal ishtatu chamarase. The next day he went and he davened by the kever. Amin masniyasa debar masniyasa vetsai. So he says I say over your learning. I tried to, and he said over some learning from Rabbi Chia, and he got better. So he went to the kever of Rabbi Chia. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yudal Amud Aleph tells us, "V'lo yada ish es kvuraso." No one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. And the Gemara expounds on how people went on high and they saw as if the kever was lower, and then people went lower and they thought it was higher. And then they sent them in both directions, and each one saw it somewhere else. We can't find the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bach on the side of the Gemara over there says, and why is that? Why is that so important? Man is stater kivro shel Moshe be'ene basav adam. Says the Bach, "Mnei galiv yadul v'nei." And this is the Bach's girsa in the Gemara, apparently. "Mnei galiv yadul v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu she'asid beis hamikdash licharev v'legalos es Yisrael me'artzam." That Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that there's going to be a galus and there's going to be a churban. Shema yavol l'kvurasa shel Moshe. And he was worried that the first stop we're going to go to when we fear galus and we fear a churban is to go to the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. So and we're gonna dive into Moshe, Viyomrulo Moshe Rabbeinu Amod Bitfila Badenu, and we're gonna say, Moshe, daven for us. V'omid Moshe mevatel l'gzeira, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have the ability to be mevatel l'gzeira. Mnei shechavivim tzadikim b'misasim yoser mibechayehem. Think about how effective Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos were when he was alive. When he's dead, the tzadikim are even more beloved to the Ribbono Shel Olam when they're dead. So all of these sources in Chazal point to going to Kivrei Tzadikim and davening. Most of them point to the idea of actually asking the tzadikim to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam for them. So what is the problem over here? It seems very clear cut in all of these sources in Shas that one is allowed to go to Kivrei Tzadikim and daven to the Tzadikim, that they should daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there are two fundamental problems. One of them is that the Rambam formulated 13 Ikarei HaEmuna. That's not a problem, that's a nice thing, but the fifth of the Ikarei HaEmuna seems to fly in the face of this. The Rambam in the fifth of the Ikarei HaEmuna says, Shehu Yisbarach Hu Arroi La'avdo La'gadlo La'diyo G'dlos of Lasos Mitzvosav V'shelo Yasek Zelemishu Tachtov B'metzius Min HaMalachim V'kochavim V'yesodos. He says it's only worthy of serving and davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing beneath the Ribbono Shel Olam is worthy of our tefilos. They have no ability to affect anything. It's lo livado Hashem Yisbarach, and it's not roi lavod kedei liyosem emtsayim, to use anybody else as an emtsay, as an intermediary to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a direct pipeline with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to go through anything else. And the formulation that we say in the Ani Mamin, it's Ani Mamin b'Emunah Shlema, Shabore Yisbarach Shmo Lo Levado Ra'ui Lispalel. It's only to him, and it's to him and only him, that it's worthy of davening, Ve'ein Ra'ui Lispalel L'Zulaso. And we should not be davening to anybody else. One of the Ikarei HaEmuna. So how could we address tefilos to tzadikim? And the second problem is that there is a specific isser of being Doresh HaLameisim. The Gemara expounds on this in Sanhedrin Savachem Beis, the isser of being Doresh HaLameisim. So isn't this a violation in addition to going to an intermediary? But look who we're going to dead people. And you're not allowed to be Doresh HaLameisim. So there are three basic approaches that the poskim take toward going to Kivrei Tzadikim. The strongest approach is the Bach in the name of Rav Chaim Paltiel, although Bach himself rejects this. In Yardeya Simin Reish Yud Zayin, he quotes from Rav Chaim Paltiel, who was a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, that only great people like Kalev, who realize that it's a Makom Kadosh, and daven there as a result of its Kedusha, because a person is always supposed to try to daven in a Makom Kadosh, only people like that have any benefit in going to Kivrei Tzadikim, because they understand what it's all about. They understand that it just happens to be a Makom Kadosh because a tzaddik is buried there. But the vast majority of people simply violate V'Doresh HaLameisim every time they go, and therefore the vast majority of people should not go at all. That is the approach of Rav Chaim Paltiel. But even he makes it clear that it is a holy place. That's explicit in Rishonim as well. In the Drasha Saran, in the 8th, in Drush Shmini, quotes from the Ramban, that Kivrei Tzadikim are a holy place, that somehow the bones being there makes it a holy place. It should be noted, though, that the Rambam, in the 4th parak of Hilchas Avel, says that we're not bona nefesh ala kever shel tzadikim, because divreyam heim zichronam v'lo yifna adam levakar b'kfaros. The Rambam says pretty clearly, don't go to cemeteries. You don't have to bother going to any kvaros. However, the Radvaz on the Rambam tones that Rambam down a lot. He says when it says don't go to kvaros, he means liftoach hakever lifkod es hames, to actually open up the grave and start, you know, finding the body and praying in that way. That's what the Rambam means. But you're going to go near the kever and you're going to daven around there. That the Rambam would be fine with as well, says the Radvaz. Doesn't sound that way from the Rambam, but that's how the Radvaz tones down the Rambam again. So that's one approach, is Rav Chaim Paltiel. Regular people should not be going to Kivrei Tzadikim. The Ma'aril in Hilchos Tainis writes, the second approach, that someone who's mishtatech al kivrei tzadikim just has to be careful that you're not davening to the dead people. You're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam bizchus the tzadikim. And this seems to be the widely accepted approach in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Ramah in four different places discuss going to kvarim. In the Ramah in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah says that there's a yesh mekomos nagin leilech al kvaros ulaharbo sham v'tachnunus v'nosim sham tzedakah l'aniyim, that we have a minig that we go to a kever on Erev Rosh Hashanah and we give tzedakah l'aniyim. And in each of the places, by the way, where it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Mishnah Brura issues a warning, some warning of some sort. So the Mishnah Brura in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah says, but make sure you only daven to Hashem in the zechus of the Shochni Afar, and also don't go to the same kever twice in one day. Then again in Hilchus Yom HaKippurim, the Rama writes, Yesh Mekomos Shenoagin Leilech HaLekvaros Laharbos Bitzdak V'akol Minag Yafet. It's all good. Mishnah Brura warns, but don't be marbe b'tchinos. You have to tone it down a little bit. Don't do too much. And then in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tainisim, Tavkofayin Tasiv Gimel, Shevet Hanias Heilu Achash Mespalim, after they daven on the fast days, Yotzim Kala'am Lebeis HaKvaros, everyone goes to the cemetery. Ubochim Mischaninim Sham, Kolomar Reat Amesim Kilu Keilu Im Lota Shuvim Midarkam, that we're all going to be dead like these people in the cemetery if we don't do tshuva. So the Rama writes, well, if that's all we're saying, that we're all going to be dead if we don't do tshuva, it doesn't have to be a Jewish cemetery. Forget about Kibbutz Tzaddikim, it doesn't even have to be a Jewish cemetery. This is based on the Gemara, that it could even be Kivrei Nachum. Mishabru over there warns, don't go to Kivrei Gayim. Not a good idea. A lot of times there are Avodah Zarahs and things like that. You don't want to mess around with going to Kivrei Gayim. Then a fourth place in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama in Hilchos Tishbav, V'holchim al HaKvaros Miyad Sholchim Beis HaKnesses. Right after you leave Shul and Tishbav, go to the Beis HaKvaros. The Mishabru in Sivkat Mem Aleph says, the reason we go is so that the mason will be mevakesh aleinu rachmim, but again he warns, don't stand directly on the kever, because then you're going to have the chitzonim are going to be nistabik to you, so you want to stay a little bit away from the kever. But bottom line is, in all these places in Shulchan Aruch, it seems clear that there is an inyan of going to a kever. It's just Mishmura keeps warning us, like the Maril says, not to daven to the mason. And that's what the Chayyad and Paskins Nilch Rosh Shana Klal Kuf Lamches Osei Nizor Ma'od Shalayasim Magmasel Vespalel Ulevakish Min HaMesim. Don't ask for things from the mason. Because it could be a violation of Vidori Shalamesim. Then you have the third possible approach, is that the Gemara in Sota sounds like Kalev directly requested of the mason to intercede for him. So not only not like Rav Chaim Paltiel to not go at all, but not even like what it sounds in Shulchan Aruch and the Maril, that you can go, just be careful not to daven to the mason. From the Gemara itself, it sounds like David, that Kalev did daven to the mason, not that they can help, but that not that they can answer tefilos, but that they can issue their own tefilos. The Gemara is all over the place sound that way. And Magen Avraham says, we go Kedesha Yavakshu Aleinu Rachamim, that we're relying on the mason to be Mevakish Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. So that pushes it a little bit further, and really seems like the simpler pshat in the Gemara. But that's the third approach. What we certainly don't do is ask the mason to do things for us, meaning other than to be mevakesh rachamim. We certainly can't ask them to answer our tefilos. The Ribono Shalom answers tefilos, and that's it. So there are a few tshuvas in Achronim that defend the practice of going all the time to Kivrei Tzadikim. Maram Shik, Talmud Chasam Sofer, and Archaim Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel gives three explanations why it's not a problem with Dorei Shalom Mason. He says, first of all, we're asking the Ruach Vaneshama, not the Mason. Not sure what that means exactly, because isn't that what Mason are? But it says, second, he says, Tzadikim are always called Chaim, so it's not Dorei Shalom Mason, because you're going to Kivrei Tzadikim. Tzadikim af b'misasam Chazal tell us on Ikram Chaim. So you're not going to Mason, you're being Dorei Shalom Chaim. And third, he says, we're not asking Tzadikim, we're asking Hashem to accept the Tefillah in their merit. And he says it's also not a problem of using an emtsai, of using an intermediary, because all we're really doing is we're informing the tzaddik of the problem, and Hashem doesn't want the tzaddik to be mitzta'er. That's the way these things work in general, that the more people that are affected by the tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make people suffer if they don't deserve to suffer. So if the tzaddik is suffering because of this, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to take away the suffering from the tzaddik. There is a sugya Maseches Brachos that discusses whether Mason actually know what's going on in this world. So Tosfos already points that out. You're going to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim for what? They have no idea what's going on down here, according to one day in the Gemara. Seems to be the Minhag HaOlam is to assume otherwise in speeches at Simchas. They assume that the Mason are here and they're aware and they're celebrating with us, and that it's a machlokas. Machlokas in the Gemara if they're aware of anything. But Tosfos says they might become aware when you go and you tell them. Which is an interesting idea, that you can inform the mason. There's such a minute that people go and invite the deceased grandparents to the chasnas or whatever. So if you tell them that something is happening, maybe they do become aware. There's a tshuva in the Munkacha, the Minchas Aluzer, Chelek Aleph Simen Samaches, where he explains that it's not a problem of Dorei Shalom Mesim, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if you actually see that Gemara over there in Sanhedrin where it talks about Dorei Shalom Mesim, it says that it's violated when a person is Marves Atzmo V'Holeich V'Lan B'Beis HaKvaros Kadesh Shetishra Lav Ruach Tuma, that he starves himself and then he goes and he sleeps in the Beis and does all sorts of weird things. We don't do that, we just go and we daven. So he says it's not a problem with Dorei Shalom Mesim, and it's also not a problem of using an Emtsai, because he says it's no different than going to a tzaddik who's alive and asking him to daven for you. you. Or look in all of Navi. They'd go to the Navi and they'd ask the Navi for a tefillah, for a bracha, that the Navi should daven for them. So what difference does it make if they're alive or dead? You're asking someone else to daven for you. It's based on that comparison that Dayan Weiss in Michas Yitzchak, Chel Chesimin and Gimel, says that you could put notes by the Kivrei Tzadikim, because people give a petek to a live tzaddik also, so it's all the same thing, he suggests. Well, one could argue that there are different ways of communicating with live people and dead people, that writing notes is a more effective way of communicating maybe with live people than with dead people. What about leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Kivrei Tzadikim? So there's a big movement that people go to Uman or whatever to go visit Kivrei Tzadikim. So the Steichemet in Mareches Eretz Yisrael says that visiting Kivrei Tzadikim is considered a Dvar Mitzvah. One is permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael temporarily for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah, as long as he plans on returning. And also, obviously, Steichemet says, also as long as he doesn't plan on violating any Yisurim or compromising his observance of Halacha, Akiyuzeh, while he's gone. So Steichemet says, so people who are into learning, Talmidei Chacham shouldn't go, because obviously you're not going to be able to learn as well when you're traveling in the Ukraine as you will when you're home in Eretz Yisrael. But he says, you know, the Amratzim, whatever, the people who want to go, who maybe it's a Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore it could be a heter that they're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to such things. Rav Kook has a tshuva where he challenges the Steichemet on two major points. First of all, he's not certain that it is a Dvar Mitzvah. To call it a mitzvah is a little, there's an inyan, it's part of a tefillah, maybe to enhance a tefillah, but to call it a dvar mitzvah is a little bit much. And secondly, he says, you don't need to leave Israel to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. Believe it or not, there are tzadikim buried all over the place in Eretz Yisrael. So if you want to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, one doesn't have to go to Uman or to Queens or wherever else in order to visit Kivrei Tzadikim. So that's a discussion in the Achronim, whether one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for that purpose.